It's time for the movie raid, and tonight's victim is actor David Kagan, who's also an acting instructor and has played in Friday 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives.
Hi there.
So what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, just keep doing what I've been doing for a long time. Long time. You know, I keep working as an actor, and I keep coaching actors. And I've been doing that, oh gosh, since I got out of college. I mean, I just did a project last week. Actually, I did a thing on a soap, and then the week before that, I did a little thing in a film. But you know, and then in between all that, I'm coaching other actors and trying to help them get work and to learn about how the business of acting really works. Because people come out here and they have a lot of misconceptions about that, and they get exploited by acting, you know, classes that tell them it's all going to be instant, and they get exploited in a lot of different ways. So, you know, we try to help them at my school, you know, learn what it's really about, learn what they really need to learn. And the biggest problem is everybody wants instant.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, in some way, of course, it'd be nice if we could just have instant, but not really, because everything that's instant doesn't satisfy for very long, you know. But that's the big problem for people, and the biggest mistake they make when they come out here is they get sucked into a school that'll say, you know, learn how to act in a weekend or learn how to act in 6 weeks or you know, take a casting director workshop. They're looking for that quick shortcut, and then they get their hearts broken. You know, they have a dream, and it doesn't go at all the way they thought it was going to go, and they waste a lot of time. And that's one of the problems, because it is a youth business. I mean, that's the easiest time to get into it. So you can be exploited and, you know, and spend money and waste money, but you can't get your youth back, you know, you can't get your time back. And the other thing, I know you asked me a simple question, but it's funny because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, is that if you go into a room, if you're lucky enough to get an audition, the people on the other side of the table can probably tell within 5 to 15 seconds whether you really are at a professional level as an actor or not. If you're not, they probably resent it that you've wasted their time, and it's probably going to be a lot harder, if maybe sometimes impossible, to get in there anytime soon for a second shot. You want to do this in a smart, intelligent way. You want to be ready. And I think if you look at the people who are really good at this, you'll see that they worked on it for a long time. I just discovered a wonderful YouTube video with Steven Spielberg, who talks for about 10 or 12 minutes about how he got started. And he talks about going to a movie for the first time, and Cecil B. DeMille's, I think, The Greatest Show on Earth, and he sees this train crash, and then as a child, and he asks his father to buy him a train set, so he tries to recreate that crash. Now, he's a young kid, and that's, you know, that's how he started. That's when he started learning. And then you see other wonderful videos, YouTube videos. Bryan Cranston talks about auditioning. There's a wonderful YouTube video. You can get it on my website. It's davidkagan.com, and learn about that and what the real deal is with auditioning. And any number of YouTube videos where people are really experienced and know what they're doing. You know, I've been around for a while, so I think of people like Dustin Hoffman or Harrison Ford or, you know, people like that, but I'm sure those aren't the only ones. So, you know, that's a lot of what I do now, and actually what I did when I did Friday the 13th, I was teaching then, and I just closed my school for a few weeks while I went off to work. Now I have other teachers teaching for me as well, so when I work, I don't have to close the school, but at that point, that's what I did. And I have learned more from my students, you know, maybe than in any other way, because they have shown me what not to do as well as what to do. And every time I tell them what to do, it reinforces it in my own mind and in my own acting, and it helps me be braver about doing what I need to do.
Now, when you act, do you actually act to put money into your school?
Oh, sure. You know, but the school by itself has been self-supporting all these years, so I don't need to do it that way. The school itself, you know, takes care of itself.
What do you think the value is in acting?
Well, you know, and that's an interesting question. I think it's that is a very, that's a personal thing. Now, when I started acting, I was very young. I was a child. And part of it was I used to go to the theater, live theater, and see my dad act. And he would do all these great plays that had a message, that had something, those plays were trying to say something about how we should live our lives. I mean, he was doing plays by Arthur Miller. If your listeners know who that was, you know, I think he won a Pulitzer Prize for a play called Death of a Salesman, which is pretty well known in theaters circles. And so I watched my father do those plays, and I thought, well, you know, I loved acting, and here was an opportunity to make a contribution to our society, to make a statement about values and ethics. And that's what really motivated me. Now, it's interesting because I just interviewed a young lady who comes from another country, a very poor country. And after when I asked her why, I always ask new students, why do you want to be an actor? And at first she told me something, you know, that didn't reveal very much. And I said, really, you know, that it? And then she started to get very emotional and said, well, you know, I come from this country that's very poor. And what I want to do is make money to help the people, help my people in the country that I come from. And that was her passion, and that's her motivation. And that is, I think, extremely important to be in touch with, because the business is a tough business, and there's a lot of rejection, and there's, you know, people can be very unkind, and there can be a lot of dysfunctional behavior. I mean, at the Oscars, this last Oscar show, that was talked about during the show. And so to be able to weather all of that, you need to have some kind of purpose that really motivates you. You have to have a reason that you love it. It's a wonderful experience to find the release, the opportunity to release certain sides of yourself that you don't feel that are appropriate to release in your everyday life necessarily. And then you get a chance to play a role where you get to express that side of yourself. You can feel that just doing that can help people give themselves permission to be more of who they really are. This isn't what people expect about acting. People think, you know, maybe that acting's all about pretending, but it's really about using yourself and just different sides of yourself, and even discovering different sides of yourself that you get to use while you're playing a particular role. And and that is entertaining for people, or fun for people, or enriching and inspiring for people. I mean, obviously, people go to Friday the 13th to have a good time.
Oh yeah,
and to have to have the heck scared out of them, you know, to get really scared. But even in that, you know, I've gotten fan letters all these years. I still get fan letters and emails. If I go into a horror convention, you know, a lot of people come up to me and they tell me what it meant to them, or how much they appreciated the performance. So even in that genre, they appreciated what I did. It's not for me to say whether it was good or bad or whatever, but people appreciated that. So whatever I've learned and whatever I believe was evidently enhanced their experience that they were looking for, you know, and that's nice. I'm glad for that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, one of the things that happens when you do a convention and you start meeting the people, it's incredible the range of people who are fans of horror movies and Friday the 13th movies. In some cases, I met people, you know, people who are shut-ins, people who are disabled, parents bringing their children in a wheelchair up to my table to meet me. It means something to them to find escape and to find fun and to find, you know, to have that experience. It's helpful to them. I never thought that. You know, I did Friday the 13th because it was a nice, juicy role, and it was an opportunity. And as it turned out, I had a lot of fun doing it. Doing a horror movie is a lot of fun. You know, yeah. You get to do all those things that you saw as a kid, you know, in the movies that scared you. And it's great fun. Well, Tommy McLaughlin, who was the writer and director of, you know, Friday the 13th Part 6, and went on to direct a lot of quality stuff, is a quality guy. You know, he wanted to do a new twist, you know, to add a level of humor to it.
And I thought it was good. I really did. As a matter of fact, it was interesting. It was definitely a new approach. It was. It still kept to its roots a little bit.
I'm sure Tommy would be very happy to hear that as well.
Yeah, and of course, I love the way how they kept Jason Voorhees the way he is. It always matters of how Jason moves. A lot of people say, well, anyone can move like Jason. Yeah, but can they do it right?
Uh-huh.
Jason, you know, he has a story. A lot of people will just assume he's just some killer with a hockey mask. He's not. There's a reason why he does it. It fits very well. It's like the scene where Jason rips off one of the paintballer's arms off, and he looks at it and he's like, what?
Well, also, I mean, there's a scene where the whole thing where Jason never harms young children.
No.
Now, the scene in the movie where he comes into their bunk room where they're all sleeping, and he bends down, gets very close to this young child, but there's that tradition where he doesn't hurt any children.
Yeah, because he himself was a child.
I guess, you know. He
wanted to play with children at that time, but of course, we all know about the whole incident, so that's probably the reason why he doesn't do it. Who knows?
Right. And, you know, that's all stuff that I've learned over the years after the fact. You know, I didn't know that stuff going into the film. I knew about Friday the 13th, of course. Hard not to know about it, but I didn't know those specifics.
What about your character? Did you want to up it a little bit, or did you know exactly what type of person this character was?
Well, you know, thing is about doing this kind of stuff, I think, if you do it well, and I'm not the only one who says this, and I've coached on sets a lot, on, you know, films that are in production, is that it's an evolution, and that you learn about this person. You learn about what it's like to be in these situations by actually letting yourself believe that you're in these situations, and behavior comes out of you that you didn't expect. In the best film, there are surprises each day when people are shooting that film, and they're making discoveries. Everybody is, including the director. And that's what makes it also feel like it's happening for the first time, because it is. And it's very exciting, it feels a little risky, and you have to like that if you want to be an actor. You have to like taking those kinds of risks where something just instinctively pops out of you that you didn't know was going to be there, that was going to come up at all. I worked a lot on the role before we shot, and but then there's actually getting into the situation with people. You know, with the other actors and with the director, and it's actually nighttime, and you know, and there's all these fun things that you get to do. You know, things that you have to react to, things you have to deal with. You know, the guy who played Jason was a very strong guy, a physically strong guy, and we ended up that fight that is in the movie that I have with him toward the very end of the movie. That was added, and I took that as a wonderful compliment, because that was not in the original script. Whoever it was, I mean, probably a group decision between the director and the producers and whatever, decided that, you know, they liked what I was doing or whatever, and they decided it would be a great idea to have this fight. And maybe because they felt people were going to be somewhat sympathetic toward me more than they expected, even though I was so gruff. And so they added this wonderful fight, which if I had to do over again, I would go a little slower. I'd go a little more slowly. When I look at it, it looks like the camera's being like overcranked, like an old silent movie. I'm really good. My adrenaline was really going, so it went fast. Oh, that was great fun, you know. So you didn't expect that, but so there are little things along the way you don't know. I think that if you want to do something well as an actor, you don't have it all planned out. Now, there's all kinds of actors out there, and there may very, very well be an actor who would say, oh no, I work on every detail ahead of time. I work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it until I get it just the way I want it, and then I do it. I guess that's possible, but I think that there's just as many actors, if not many more, who make discoveries each day. They do a scene, and they've done their homework, but what everybody's waiting for are the surprises. That's where it gets very alive and really has that feeling of spontaneity and reality to it. And this may be, George Bernard Shaw said that acting is self-betrayal, which means that you're revealing something about yourself that you didn't even expect to reveal. That's like a secret part of yourself that you reveal.
Oh, yeah.
At its best. Now, again, I'm talking about Friday the 13th. We're talking about a movie where people go to have fun and where it's about blood and gore, so... You know, but that was my training. So, you know, it affected what I did each day when I went to the set.
Do you think it's important to the upcoming actors to choose a specific genre to act in? Or do you think it's just to be, you know, whatever they feel like?
Oh, I think, you know, that it probably is interesting to kind of do both. I mean, the reality of the business is, if you look at the statistics, the last statistics I saw from the Screen Actors Guild, which is the Actors Union for Film and Television, is that, well, actually it's SAG-AFTRA now, is that 8% of the people in the union make a living, and 92% do not. And so on the one hand, you need to be open. You know, I never saw myself doing daytime dramas, what people call soap operas. I never saw myself doing that. And I've done a lot of work on soaps, on daytime dramas. Okay, fine. You know, I never planned to do a Friday the 13th. You know, I started out learning, I went to Carnegie Mellon. I learned how to do Shakespeare. You know, I learned how to do these very, the classics, as well as the contemporary classics. And that's where my training was. But I think, on the one hand, you need to have flexibility. And on the other hand, it's probably good to know what you love, to know what you'd really like to be part of. And that shapes how you approach the business and try to market yourself and the people you try to form relationships with. As in any business, I think, you know, it all starts with relationships, with forming relationships and then maintaining relationships. But I do want to emphasize, you know, you have to then have something to offer that's more than just what I hear too often, unfortunately, is people will call me and say, you know, I want to take a few lessons. And I'll say, have you ever studied? And they say, no, but I watch TV. I already know how to do that. And I'm telling you, it just ain't so. That'll be a one in a million. And, you know, if you want to approach the acting business like that, I think you'd be better off buying a lottery ticket. You know, you want to give yourself the best shot at something. I think people who are smart in business know that you do everything that you have control over, including having yourself be as skillful as you can be as an actor or a director or a writer, that you keep honing your skills, just like a musician never stops practicing, never stops growing, never stops evolving. And you can see that in actors' performances. Somebody who's had a long career, you look at somebody like Paul Newman when he did HUD, and then look at Paul Newman in like Nobody's Fool, it's like a different actor. He's so much more relaxed. It's so much easier. You look at Anthony Hopkins when he did, I think his first film was Lion in Winter, where you see somebody who's very tense, which worked and might have been somewhat intentional, and then look at him much later in Silence of the Lambs or Amistad or whatever, you see a different actor, and that's a wonderful experience to have, to gain mastery over your craft and to keep evolving rather than to be shallow and superficial. You know, there's plenty of that out here. Whatever somebody thinks of whatever is on TV or in film, and I'm not going to comment on that about what I think at the moment anyway, but the people who are doing that stuff, they take it very seriously, and they want the actors that they hire to elevate their material. So there's more to it than meets the eye.
Well, go ahead and plug in any projects that you're involved in, anything that you would like to share, any advice or anything like that, any web addresses, anything like that.
Well, I mean, if people are looking to act, I just tell them to go look at davidkagan.com, and that's KAGEN.com, DAVIDKAGEN.com. And, you know, in terms of advice, I just say, look, that the people who go to the Olympics, who win medals, didn't just, you know, take a few lessons and then win a gold medal. I believe, I was told that Michael Jordan, who used to throw like 1,000 to 1,500 free throws every day. Imagine what some people would consider the greatest basketball player of all time, and spending several hours each day throwing free throws. So the biggest piece of advice is, you know, don't kid yourself. You need to get ready and stay ready and keep evolving. And, you know, in terms of things, I mean, I just, you know, things I've done, I just did a little thing on a soap last week, and the week before that, I just did a little thing in a film, and you know, that's the kind of thing that things come along. I don't, at this stage of the game, I don't pursue it intensely. I do some things to pursue work, and auditions and jobs come along here and there. So there's nothing in particular that I can say to you at the moment. I did just get a DVD of a small film that I did that's going to go around, get released shortly, and I know it's going to play some festivals. And I enjoy the challenge still, regardless of the piece of material. I enjoy the challenge of seeing what I can do with it and seeing and going beyond what I did the previous time and not just doing some stock character or something like that. I hope that makes my work better, and what I particularly love to do is be part of something that contributes to people, contributes to their happiness or contributes to their lives in some way.